What are your chances of getting a miracle? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Do you believe God cares for you? I mean, what kind of God do you have? Do you have a real Christian understanding of God, or are you a deist? Deist believes that God created the universe like you'd wind up an alarm clock, throw it out in space, and God doesn't have any more contact with the world. God is indifferent to what's ever going on in the world. You can't believe that if you're a genuine follower of Jesus Christ. You have to believe that God cares for us, that He knows our every breath, He counts every hair on our head, He's with us, He carries us on our bad days. Do you believe God cares for you? If you believe God cares for you, you can relax. Because you're not facing all the problems in the world by yourself. Today's gospel comes from the gospel selection comes from Mark. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 24 to 34. A large crowd followed and pressed around Jesus. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind Him in the crowd and touched His cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch His clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized the power had gone out from Him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," His disciples answered, "and yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at His feet, and trembling with fear, told Him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." End of the gospel passage. You know, this is one of my favorite. I really like this gospel passage. Remember how I asked at the beginning of the program, what are your chances of getting a miracle? Do you believe in miracles? Do you believe that miracles happen in the days in which we live, in modern times? Have you ever heard of a miracle? Have you ever heard of somebody getting a miracle? I hope so. I think your chances of getting a miracle are good. No, let me say. I can't guarantee it. I don't know why some people get miracles and other people don't. But you got to believe in miracles if you follow Jesus Christ. And here's this powerful case of a miracle. Let's look at this lady, okay? How long did this lady suffer from her problem? For 12 years, she suffered from some type of bleeding. She spent all her money dealing with doctors. And still, after spending all of her money, she only got worse. Could you blame this lady if she didn't believe in miracles? Could you blame this lady if she just wanted to lay down and die? Could you blame this lady if she just stayed in her house and lived in darkness? No, none of us could blame her. What does she do? She hears that Jesus is in town. She sneaks out of the house and she goes through the crowd and touches the bottom of His cloak. Now, we got to stop there and talk about the culture of Jesus' time to understand the significance of what she does. First of all, no woman is supposed to touch a rabbi in public, not even his immediate family, okay? But for a quote-unquote unclean woman to do it, it could cause her to be stoned to death by the crowd. What does she do? She slips through the crowd at great personal risk and touches the bottom of His clothes. And she is healed. She's healed immediately. The blood stopped. Here's what it says. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Now, all of this has transpired before Jesus ever starts having direct contact with her. Because at once Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. You touch Jesus, power leaves Jesus. If you touch Jesus with faith, hope, and love, power leaves Jesus and goes to you. So now he's realized that some power has left him. He turns around in the crowd and asks, Who touched me? Who touched my clothes? To this moment, he doesn't know who touched him. And the people say, what do you mean who touched you? Look at the crowd. Look who touched you. But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, again at great personal risk, realizing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. Now listen to the next thing Jesus says to the woman. Daughter, your faith has healed you. That's how we get our miracles. Big and little miracles. It's our faith. You know, it's not a matter of anybody touching you. It's a matter of you touching Jesus through prayer with faith. It's a matter of believing in miracles. It's a matter of believing that God loves you. It's a matter of believing if God doesn't work this way in your life, He'll work another way in your life. Jesus wants to say to us as much as He said to the woman, the last line in the passage that I shared with you, go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Jesus has no love for pain. What are your chances of getting a miracle? Actually, they're very good. Will you get exactly the miracle you want for yourself or for another person that you're concerned about? I don't know. But all prayer is answered. If God doesn't answer your prayer this way, He'll answer your prayer this way. All prayer is answered. Our belief in miracles says something about our faith, right? We believe that God is alive. We believe that God is active in our life right here, right now. We believe that God loves to answer prayers. Which prayers? Well, again, let's go back to the scripture that I shared with you. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. So the prayers that are going to get answered are the prayers that are made with abundant faith. If your faith, Jesus said, if your faith is the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, pick yourself up and throw yourself into the sea. Now that's just an image, right? But he is saying, great faith brings about the miracles. What miracles? The ones that God has in store for you. He needs something to work a miracle. By his own statement. He used the water jars, turned the water into wine at the wedding feast of Cana, took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and fed 5,000 people. He needs something to work the miracles for us most of the time. I don't want to box God in. I don't want to say that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt exactly how God works in our world. I'm just saying from this scripture passage and a variety of scripture passages, He wants to see us manifest the faith. Manifest the faith leading up to and through the miracle. Because Jesus was touched by this woman before he had any conversation with her. Before he knew who she was. The power went out of Jesus before he knew it was a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years and spent all her money on doctors to no avail. Okay? The power went out because this woman of faith believed, even though she could have been stoned to death, for touching a rabbi in public with her unclean hands, she took the risk and it paid off. What risk do you have to take right now? No, seriously. What loved ones do you have to hand over to God because they desperately need a miracle? What part of your life do you have to hand over to God for you to have your miracle? What type of praying do you have to do? Let's not make it magic. There's a thin line between faith and magic. Magic is when you put God to work for you. Faith is when you put yourself at God's disposal so that God can work in and through you the way that God wants to work. But it is predicated, as I said at the beginning of the program, when I talked about cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. It's predicated on the fact that you believe that God loves you unconditionally, that God has your best intention at heart, that God is disposed to work the miracles that will bring you closer to having closer to God, having that relationship with Jesus that I talk about so much on the program, and bring you closer to heaven. What are your chances of getting a miracle? Well, my opinion, good. What's your opinion? Well, you know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray with people who have Alzheimer's disease. That is so tough, huh? Especially for their caregivers. You know, Alzheimer's disease is harder on the family members, I think, than on the person who has it because they don't remember. Today's food for thought comes from a man named Anthony Osuros. A prayer makes sense only if it is lived, right? I've been saying about that in the whole program. I'll repeat it. A prayer makes sense only if it is lived. Because when it's lived, then you can see the faith. You can see it's rooted in faith. Okay, small attempt to make you smile or laugh. These two women are talking. The first woman said, "You know, I finally found a way to get money out of my husband." Second woman said, "How?" First woman said, "Well, last night we were fighting and I told him I was going to go home to my mother and he gave me the money for the ticket." Pretty good. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why do I ask you to contact me? Because I like to hear from my listeners. It's a shot in the arm to know that people are actually listening to the program. So that the effort that I make to write the programs and to broadcast the programs actually is bearing fruit in people's lives. I tell you to contact me in case you have any important prayers that you want me to join you in praying, taking them to heaven, storming heaven with you and for you. I always tell people about my newsletters, no charge for it. It comes out 6 times a year. It's filled with humor, inspiration, tells you about my work with the poor in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's the only place you'll find my preaching schedule in case I'm preaching near you or a relative that you'd like to attend in person. It gives you a chance to send me a check to support my hospital for the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. The hospital is named after my mother. She was my inspiration. The Anacitar Hospital. You can make a check out to Tash, T as in Thomas, Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can listen to these radio programs. Say you miss one of the days of the week. Visit my website at fatherscott.com. Spell out Father. You can listen to the programs. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.